Every Forum Youth has joined calls for the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill to be scrapped. Passed in October last year, the bill proposes granting provincial education departments the authority to determine school language policies. Every Forum Youth argues that the bill constitutes an indirect assault on African languages. Joining us on the line, Every Forum Youth spokesperson Louis Boshoff. Louis, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman, and good morning to our listeners.
From what I've read, the government seems to be arguing that governing bodies and schools at times, when they have control of language policy, they use it to perpetuate racial discrimination and to try and preserve enclaves for especially white Afrikaner students. What's your response to that?
Well, we would say it's simply the wrong approach when one looks at a problem such as a shortage of schools in South Africa to say, okay, let's only look at the amount of available schools and try to force everyone from every cultural or language background into the current amount of schools. If they really were driven towards a solution, they would have said, let's keep the schools which currently offer mother language options apart from English and build new schools for the large need for English learners or English-speaking learners and other learners who currently have to go to overcrowded schools or who have to walk or drive past other language institutions.
If they were to go with what you're proposing, wouldn't that then inevitably result in what is called former Model C schools becoming schools predominantly for Afrikaner-speaking students?
Well, we are not proposing to not create any dual medium schools or to simply focus on creating separate schools for separate cultural backgrounds learners. There's absolutely in certain areas room for schools offering both Afrikaans and English and other options where nobody would mind to share school premises with people from other cultures. But we are simply stating that where there are well-functioning schools which have built the success around community-driven Afrikaans mother language education, don't bother those schools, and the mere fact that they exist is in no way discrimination against other schools.
So when you say that this bill is an assault or an indirect assault on African languages, can you explain that to us?
I'd like to use the example of Banyaza Lesufi, the previous Gauteng MEC for Education, which is the exact position which will, if the Bella Bill gets passed, become the major decision maker on schools' language policies. And as we know from Banyaza Lesufi, he is really outspoken against Afrikaans and has called Afrikaans a language of the oppressor and many similar things that he said. So our fears are that if this move is made, then there's room for politically motivated decisions. And if we read the room currently in South African politics, it doesn't spell anything good for Afrikaans.
So on the one hand, as you mentioned, that if it's left totally at the discretion of government, there could be political interference. On the other hand, the government argues if it's left totally at the discretion of the school and its governing bodies, then racism would be perpetuated. Is there some middle ground here? Is there a kind of system that will incorporate both and create some sort of balance?
Well, we simply disagree with the government. We do not think most South Africans have racist intentions. We believe In the great majority of cases, there is competent schools, governing bodies, both in English and Afrikaans-speaking schools, and they function really well without any racial bias. And also within the current legislation, there are ways to lodge complaints against the actions of schools' governing bodies and to hold certain people responsible for any wrongdoing. So we believe that there are amendments which can be made to education legislation in South Africa, but this specific area about the powers of schools, governing bodies and education departments, we do not see any need to change.
All right, Louis, thank you so much for your time this morning and for chatting to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was AfriForum Youth spokesperson Louis Boshoff. They are not in favor of this Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, particularly in terms of the department, meaning government, having a say, or having the final say, really, in terms of language policies at schools. The department is arguing on this particular point that school governing bodies then want to perpetuate racism. They want to keep schools, for example, exclusively Afrikaans-speaking, so then the students will be predominantly white, that kind of thing. But the concern that AfriForum is raising is that of political interference.